Shouldn't take long, be back in the money in no time at all. He's gone country, look at them boots. He's gone country, back to his roots. He's gone country, a new kind of suit. He's gone country, yeah, he comes. Yeah, he's gone country. He's gone country. Everybody's gone country. Yeah, we've gone country. The whole world's gone country.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden's executive order now in place at the southern border, effectively sealing off asylum for those who cross into the U.S. illegally or try to. The U.S. Embassy in Lebanon is closed today after gunfire erupted outside the entrance. The gunman shot, but no one else was hurt, says ABC's Marcus Moore at the foreign desk.
This incident comes as heightened tensions are underway in the region and reports that Israel is calling up 50,000 additional reservists in preparation, it says, for any escalation on the Lebanon front. Clashes between Israel and Hezbollah have intensified in these last 2 weeks. All of this since the war broke out in Gaza on October 8th. The U.S. and other countries have been trying to keep this war from spreading into a wider conflict.
Amanda Knox, the American woman convicted of murdering her former roommate in Italy, then had that conviction overturned, has just been convicted again by an Italian court of slander. She had been trying to clear her name. This is ABC News. Due in court today, the Colorado dentist accused of killing his wife. Prosecutors in court papers say that James Craig laced his wife's protein shake with cyanide. New charges connected to the 2020 election in an alleged scheme to set up fake electors in Wisconsin to back former President Donald Trump. ABC News Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas.
Associates who helped former President Trump try to block Joe Biden from becoming president are facing new legal challenges. Two of Trump's attorneys and one of his campaign aides have each been charged with a felony, accused of being part of a scheme where bogus electors tied to Trump would certify him rather than Biden as the next president. The Wisconsin Attorney General charged the men with felony forgery, and each are facing up to 6 years in prison if convicted.
And in time for a big summer party, big case of beer, forget the six-pack. Pabst Blue Ribbon is offering a 180-pack. The 180-can case available for a limited time. It'll set you back $100. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
With Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal, you can get your choice of a sausage or bacon, egg, and cheese English muffin with small seasoned potatoes.
And with all that for just $3, it really is a proper breakfast, wouldn't you say? Huh? With a light and fluffy toasted English muffin and crispy seasoned potatoes. Go on, Catherine, give it a go.
Okay. Jolly good morning.
Ah, close, love. Grab a proper breakfast with Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal for a limited time.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Select or request English muffin deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte or combo orders. Single item at regular price. Prices are higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Milwaukee Public Schools take the next steps after the resignation of its superintendent. Keith Posley will leave his position effective June 30th and receive $160,000 in severance pay. His resignation comes after the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction reported the district was months behind in reporting financial data. A Marshall man who shot at police in August of last year is heading to prison. Authorities say officers chased Jeremy Wills after he tried to rob a Marshall liquor store. During the pursuit, Wills shot at a police officer. No one was hurt from the shooting. Wills was sentenced to 14 years in prison. And the Wisconsin Lottery will phase out a drawing that offered 10 weekly $1,000 winners for those sending in non-winning lottery tickets. The lottery says the Super Second Chance drawing will be discontinued at the end of the year, saying it's become inconvenient for many players, especially with the increasing cost of postage.
Spring fishing is finally here, and Fleet Farm has everything you need to reel in more fish this year. Upgrade your gear with the best brands like Rapala, Berkley, and St. Croix. Find exclusive flicker sheds you won't find anywhere else, starting at $12.99. Get rod and reel combos starting at only $24.99. And shop our wide selection of fishing line that starts at just $4.99. Land top fishing gear and everything else you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm.
You know, our lives are busy, and at times it's hard to seize an opportunity, especially one that's good for us. Eating fresh fruits and vegetables from Duran Fresh Market is simple and good for your health. Strapped for time? Duran Fresh Market has all the ingredients for a healthy meal for your family that can be prepared in under 10 minutes. Today and every day, Duran Fresh Market is filled with hundreds of healthy options, including locally grown items. Hometown proud, Duran Fresh Market, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Breezy winds out of the west today will whip up to 30 miles per hour, pulling our high temperatures to the upper 70s. As we sit pretty under sunny skies, a few more showers and a stray thunderstorm do pop up again this afternoon. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
Thanks, Brittany. On the way, we're going to talk with Randy Kohler from Kohler Farms, this year's host of the Pepin County Town and Country Dairy Breakfast this Saturday. So we continue our spotlight on Kohler Farms. Today, Randy and I are going to talk about how the farm keeps the milk safe for all of you. That's coming up next. First, here's Rascal Flatts and Life's a Highway. It's 9:06.
You travel on, there's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar. Come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today. Memphis.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. I'm Brian Winnikins. On this Wednesday morning, we continue to find out a little bit more about the dairy industry here in western Wisconsin. We're focusing on all month long on the dairy farm families that are hosting our area dairy breakfasts. This week, it's the Pepin County Town and Country Dairy Breakfast at the Kohler Family Farms. And once again, I'm with Randy Kohler, and we're going to today talk a little bit about milk, what the farm does to keep the milk safe even before it gets to your shelf. And again, thank you to Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin for our focus on some of our dairy farm families here in western Wisconsin all this June Dairy Month. So Randy, let's first take a step back. Okay, when you bring in the cows in, what if a cow isn't feeling well? What happens to that cow during milking time? Is it separated out and gets milked separately and that milk gets discarded, or what happens?
Well, you know, in a herd like mine with 35 cows that myself, my wife Karma, and my kids, Marissa and John, have all milked and do a lot of the milking here, most of it, and Marissa's husband, Zach, you know, he's never milked here, but he still does important things of helping keep things clean when he's here, and John's girlfriend, Jalen, if she's around, do some of those same things. But if we see a cow that comes in to the barn and she's not eating her feed, or doesn't appear to have a good appetite, you know, we're going to check to see if she has a fever. We're going to look for mastitis or adulterated milk that doesn't look right in her udder. And if there's something that's not right, that milk is going to get milked separately at the end, and that milk's going to get discarded into the manure pit because we're not going to put that into the tank. And then, of course, if you have to treat that cow with anything, antibiotics or whatever, obviously that milk does not go in the milk stream with the into the tank, and it won't until it is tested that it is clear of any antibiotics well after the treatment has ended.
So to get the cow ready to be milked, obviously we have to keep things clean, have to keep things sterile. So what are you doing to that udder then to keep it clean and sterile before you even put a milker on that, you know, to do the milking?
Well, here at Kohler Farms, we use a chlorhexidine-based wipe to wipe the cows, and we do that ahead of time, far enough that teat is nice and dried off before we attach the milker. And if it takes one wipe, if it takes three wipes, that cow needs to have her teats clean before the milker is attached. And then after we're done milking the cow, we will tip-dip that cow with a 1% iodine-based teat dip that has 10% like lanolins, skin softeners in it, as a real protectant to keep the skin healthy and soft as well.
Now, when you're done milking, do you have to do anything after milking, either to the milker itself and or the cow?
Well, the last thing we would do with the cow, as far as the milking procedure goes, would be to teat dip her. The milkers, I mean, everything gets washed when we're done milking, and, you know, goes through a rinse and a detergent wash cycle and another rinse or an acid rinse. And so everything is clean. You know, the milk goes through the pipeline. I guess you're seeing water lines. You can't see the silver pipe from the pipeline in our background, but you know, it goes by pipe into the milk house where it gets pumped into the bulk tank, and it's cooled to 38 degrees in that bulk tank. And our milk gets picked up every other day by the milk hauler.
So before the milk hauler comes to get your milk, okay, it's in the bulk tank. It's kept at a 38 degrees. But before they even take it, do they test your milk for anything before they even put it in the truck?
Well, they won't test it for anything, but they will open the cover and they will check the temperature. They will smell of it to make sure it doesn't have an off smell. They'll observe it to make sure there isn't an off color in it. Say that a cow had an injured teat or something and had blood in her milk. They'll make sure there isn't any tinge. And believe me, in pure white milk, you can see something like that real easily. So they will observe all of those things, and then they will take a sample of your milk that's not only to check the butterfat content, the protein content, the other solids, the somatic cell count of your tank, a bacteria count, PI count, check all those things, but they will also keep that sample. So should they get to the plant with your truckload, now realize some larger farms ship an entire truckload of milk from that farm. In my case, there are six farms, I believe, on my truckload of milk. When that truck gets to the plant, they will sample that load to make sure there is no antibiotics in that load of milk, and then it can be unloaded. Now, if by chance, which it's really, really rare nowadays, but if they were to find something in that tanker load, then they will go back to the individual sample that they took from each of the six farms and check to see where it came from. But once again, that is a very, very minute percentage of truckloads that have issues nowadays, because farmers are just really, they've gotten the message over the last 20, 30 years that you just cannot ship that kind of milk.
And on Tuesday when we chatted, you have very low somatic cell count. So for those not familiar, what does that mean?
Well, it's kind of a measure of the utter health of the cow, that there's no bacteria, no infections in the udder of that cow that's producing milk. The lower it is, the lower the number, the better. Now, there's some benchmark numbers. In order to trade it and ship it internationally for trade, you need to have a 400,000 average cell count or less, which is really a pretty high number. That's not contested much. 250,000 is a benchmark many dairy plants use as a quality level that'll earn you an award for high quality milk. I remember the times, 20, 30 years ago when achieving 250 was a real achievement, just because technology and milking practices and everything has gotten better over the years. People do things a bit differently. But like I said on one of the other interviews earlier this week, we've been successful at, being somewhere in that 100,000 range consistently, and here in the month of May, I think we're at like 54,000-55,000 for an average.
We're talking with Randy Kohler this morning. Now, coming up tomorrow, we're going to talk with Randy's son, John, because the farm also has to protect the land that they grow all of those different crops on, and the water, not only that they use maybe potentially on the crops, but for the cows, and oh, by the way, they drink that water too. So they got to protect all of that. And we're going to talk with John a little bit about some of the things they do to protect the land and the water as we get ready for this Saturday's Pepin County Town and Country Dairy Breakfast here at the Kohler Farms. And again, thank you to Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin for supporting our features all this month. You're listening to WRDN.
O'Galley Cheese Factory would like to thank everyone in the local WRDN listening area for their support of our local dairy farmers and processors. O'Galley Cheese is proud to be part of such a strong community. We salute all our dairy farmers for their continued hard work and dedication throughout the years. For all your cheese needs, the O'Galley Cheese retail store is open 7 days a week. O'Galley Cheese is located just north of Durand on Highway 25.
Medicare loses $60 billion annually to fraud. June 3rd through the 9th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent Medicare fraud, errors, and abuse. Learn how to protect yourself and your loved ones by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Attention landowners, got big summer plans for your property?
Then here's an offer from John Deere you'll really dig. Get 0% fixed rate APR for 60, 72, or 84 months on 1, 2, 3D, and 3E series compact tractors. If you've always wanted to get in the seat of a powerful John Deere machine, now's a great time. Offer based on dealer participation. For complete finance details, call toll-free 1-800-468-8501 or online at johndeere.com/compacttractors.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Making me wanna sway, you make
coffee where the first sunlight at last chance Texaco. I'm thumbing through a worn out road now, trying to decide which way to go. These empty miles and her memory, they just seem to linger on. She left me on this lost highway, wondering why and where she's gone. That's how a cowgirl breaks a young man's heart. That's how my whole world slowly came apart. With a cold and empty stare, as if I wasn't there. Didn't even stop to cry. That's how a cowgirl says goodbye. Found up her mama down in Abilene, just to find out how she'd been. She said she'd stopped a while in San Antonio, spend some time with an old friend. With all this distance in between us, I'm sure I never crossed her mind. May take all these roads ahead just to leave it all behind. That's how a cowgirl breaks a young man's heart. That's how my whole world slowly came apart. With a cold and empty stare, as if I wasn't there, she didn't even stop to cry. That's how a cowgirl breaks a young man's heart. That's how the whole world slowly came apart. With a cold and empty stare, as if I wasn't there, she didn't even stop to cry. I guess that's how a cowgirl says goodbye.
Ryan Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I've been a walking heartache, I've made a mess of me. The person that I've been lately ain't who I wanna be, but you stay here right beside me and watch as the storm blows through, and I need you. 'Cause God gave me you for the ups and downs. God gave me you for the days of doubt. And for when divine conspiracy, that you, an angel lovely, could somehow fall for me. You'll always be love's great martyr, and I'll be the flattered fool, and I need you. God gave me you for the ups and downs. God gave me you for the days of doubt. God gave me you for the ups and downs. God gave me you for the days of doubt. And for when I think I lost my way, there are no words here left to say it's true. God gave me you.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Blake Shelton, God Gave Me You, 9:32. I'm Brian Winnikins, and this reminder that Music in the Park returns on June 26th, 6 to 9 p.m. with Uncaged will be the band. And that gets underway again at 6 o'clock at Memorial Park, June 26th. Food and beverages will be available for purchase. And Durand Improvement Group will also have their 50-50 raffle available as well. Let's run down today in history for this June 5th. 1917, American men begin registering for the draft in World War I. 1947, Secretary of State George C. Marshall outlines the Marshall Plan during a speech at Harvard University. The plan would provide aid to war-torn Europe. Great plan, too. We were the only ones left standing with all the factories and all of that. Everything was destroyed in Europe. So we gave them aid. And, of course, to build everything, the steel, the bricks, this, that, the other thing, where'd they get them from? Oh, yeah, that's right. All of us. And so the money then came back. And I think the government ended up actually making money on that because from taxes from all everybody working and this, that, and the other thing. Anyway, 1967, serial killer Richard Speck was sentenced to death for the brutal murders of 8 nursing students in one night. The sentence, though, would later be reversed. Speck would die in prison. 1968, Senator Robert F. Kennedy was shot by an assassin while campaigning for the Democratic U.S. presidential nomination in California. He would die the next day. Gunman Sirhan Sirhan would be arrested for the attack. 1998, 5 assembly plants close after workers walk off their jobs at General Motors Parts Factory near Detroit. The strike would cripple productivity nationwide for 7 weeks. 1999, jazz singing great Mel Torme passed away at the age of 73. In 2004, after a long battle with Alzheimer's, former President Ronald Reagan, the 40th president of the United States, died at his home in California at the age of 93. He appeared in 52 films and served as president of the Screen Actors Guild for several years before being elected governor of California and then later president of the United States. 2007, former White House aide Louis Scooter Libby was sentenced to 30 months in prison and fined $250,000. He was convicted in March on 4 felony counts of giving false statements to FBI agents and grand jurors. Looking into how the names of CIA operative Valerie Plame was leaked to the press. And in 2013, the British newspaper The Guardian reported that the National Security Agency had been collecting phone records of millions of Verizon customers under a secret court order. Former NSA contractor Edward Snowden later revealed himself as the whistleblower who furnished The Guardian with that information. That's what happened on this date in history. Coming up, we have a check of our opening markets. They just opened up a little bit ago for the regular trading day. Market update being brought to you in part by Elsevia Co-op and the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, The Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Milk markets are lower with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnikins. At the Mercantile Exchange, July and August milk down 21, July at 2066, August 2088, September down 22 to 2066, October milk down 1 at 2036. Meanwhile, live cattle markets are higher in the nearby months, but feeder cattle markets are continued to be lower. There's still hesitancy over the potential for higher cash markets. That is still providing some pressure, but we do have a little bit of short covering after those losses in the live cattle markets yesterday, specifically because of some of those higher box beef prices. Meanwhile, hog markets, well, another day and another down day in the hog markets as the demand concerns continue to outweigh really any type of fundamental support. June live cattle up 12 cents to 182.30. August feeder cattle down 60 cents to 255.42. June hogs down 45 cents to 92.25. Chicago Board of Trade corn and wheat are moving up mostly lower as both corn and wheat markets continue to correct lower due to harvest pressure, also good planting progress and good corn emergence and corn crop condition helping to pressure corn and wheat. Soybeans a little bit higher in the nearby months due to some short covering, but lower in deferreds again on some of those good crop condition reports. New crop corn down 3/4 to 461 and a quarter. New crop beans down 2 1/4 to 1153 and 3/4. July wheat down 8 to 650 and a quarter.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Since 1919, the area has trusted Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services to handle final arrangements in times of loss. Serving all faiths, Real's offers at-need services, pre-need services with insurance at a guaranteed rate of 3%, and monuments. Real's takes pride in their work and family history and handles complete arrangements for all traditional and memorial services, as well as cremations. Learn more about them at realfuneralhome.com or call them in Durant at 715-672-5691. Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services, offering you peace of mind during a difficult time.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Breezy winds out of the west today will whip up to 30 miles per hour, pulling our high temperatures to the upper 70s. As we sit pretty under sunny skies, a few more showers and a stray thunderstorm do pop up again this afternoon. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I can't sleep. Ain't no sleep a-coming. I'm just lying here thinking about you. I'm in deep. Falling deep into the picture in my mind of everything we're gonna do. Over at the lake and down by the river, you can feel it start to rise. I wanna jump in my car, go wherever you are, cause I need you by my side. It's gonna be a long, hot summer. Wish you'd be together with your feet up on the dashboard now. Wanna see your brown skin shimmer in the sun for the first time. I gotta be the one who knows just what to do to you to get.
get me that smile. One chance of meeting, you were walking by me on the street when I said hi. And that was the beginning of my heart spinning like these wheels in my head tonight.
Tear me up, You've got your little way of hurting me, they're not stupid, but they're real tough. Just one cold look from you can knock me down. Yeah, your little ways can knock me to the ground.
We got you covered. From Delta Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Hey girl, you make me wanna write a song. Sit you down, I'll sing it to you all night long. I've had a melody in my head since you walked in here and knocked me dead. Yeah, girl, you make me wanna write a song. And it goes like, ooh, what I wouldn't do to write my name on your heart, get you wrapping my arms, baby, all around. Goes like this. Hey girl, you make me wanna drive you home. Get you out of here and get you all alone. I don't know what it is about you, baby, but I'm all messed up and it might sound crazy. But you make me wanna write a song. And it goes like, to wrap my name on your heart, get you wrapping my arms, baby, all around you. And it goes like, hey, girl, I'm blown away. But yeah, it starts with a smile and it ends with an all night long slow kiss. Yeah, it goes like this. Looking at me that way, makes me wanna grab my old guitar and play something like, ooh, what I wouldn't do to write my name on your heart, get you wrapping my arms, baby, all around you. And it goes like, hey, girl, I'm blown away. But yeah, it starts with a smile and it ends with an all. It goes like this. And it goes like, ooh. And it goes like, hey. And it ends with a kiss. It goes like this.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Thomas Reddick goes like this, 949. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, Arkansas Creek Park Day coming up June 15th. That's a week from this Saturday at Arkansas Creek Park. Visit the Arkansas Fur, Fish, and Game Club's Facebook page for the complete schedule of events. Well, what happens when you bring your kid to work day? Well, anything can happen. Just ask Congressman John Rose of Tennessee, who earlier this week brought his son to the House floor during, he's bringing your kid to work day. Son, come with. His son, Guy, is 6 years old. Come with me, sit behind me while I make my speech. That's a bad idea. I'm just going to say right now, that's a bad idea. Yep, he was upstaged by his six-year-old who decided to show off his funny faces for the nation. The clip broadcast on C-SPAN, and then, of course, they were like, we got to put this on social media. Shows Representative John Rose of Tennessee delivering remarks. His son, Guy, is sitting behind him, and at first, you know, it's like he's
being a good kid, you know, he's being a good boy, just sitting there, you know, like, okay, I'm here, I better not do anything. Well, then he spots the camera from C-SPAN. Well, first he smiles. Okay, no big deal, you know, it's like, yeah. But then it's, let's start making funny faces behind my dad's back. He stuck out his tongue, he rolled his eyes, he shook his head. Oh, you bet. Of course, once that hits social media, everybody starts to comment. Some of, oh, that's cute, oh, that's funny. Others were saying, oh, well, he's reacting to your speech, Congressman, like I'm reacting to your speech, pal. Oh, other people were saying, well, you know, that's how all of us of America feel about Congress right now. Your son hit it on the head. Well, Representative Rose was at least publicly a good sport. He says, well, that's what I get for telling my son Guy to smile at the camera for his little brother. That was the correct response. I just want to know what the real response was when they were back in the congressman's office and he saw that for the first time.
Get fit and look your best to end the summer tanning and fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. And the summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit End the Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at End the Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at End the Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Are you having a party or event and need a place to rent? Well, why not try the Riverview Community and Senior Center in Durand? That's right. The Riverview Community Center is available to rent for individuals or groups. The center has a kitchen, tables, and chairs that you can use for your event. There's parking for your guests, and the cost is very affordable. A minimum of 2 hours is required. Call 672-4101 for availability. The Riverview Community and Senior Center, 606 West Madison Street, Durand.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1 Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator SUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a Deere. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, if folks can't visit the dealership, they should visit the website at TomHeffernanFord.com.
Well, we have all the pictures of all our used cars in stock. We have the pictures, the prices, inside and out, all over what the equipment's got on the cars, seeing the vehicle in person, plus the same, our new cars are. See us on the internet, TomHeffernanFord.com, in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota, going to our 51st year. Where cars and trucks are like eggs, they're cheaper in the country.
The 61st annual Durand Fun Fest is this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Memorial Park. Chicken dinners will be served Saturday and Sunday to support Faith Lutheran Church. Music with Big D's Friday and the Dweebs Saturday night. The Classic Car Show in Broadfeet is Friday from 5 till 7. Badgerland Midway Rides are back and the Grand Parade is Sunday at 2. Visit the Durand Improvement Group website for more information. It's the 61st annual Durand Fun Fest, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Memorial Park in Durand.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. The ugly truth is, when you buy a timeshare, you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. Call 800-885-3100. That's 800-885-3100. 800-885-3100.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real country.
When I saw you buying Cosmo in a Hot Rod magazine, I said to myself, now there's a girl for me. And when I
can drive. I said, how about some music? You said, you got any Merle? That's when I knew you were my kind of girl. And when we started talking, I could not believe my ears. You said you were a Braves fan, even through the rotten years. You quoted William Faulkner and Martin Luther King. You said your favorite movie star would always be James Dean. And when we went to dinner, you wore blue jeans with your pearls. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl. You marched to the beat of a different drum. The funny thing is that I hear the same one. We both like the color outside of the lines. We're peas in a pod, girl, we're two of a kind. To love, I thought about a kiss, but I wasn't quick enough. I guess while I was thinking, you were reading my mind, 'cause you wrapped your arms around me and you pressed your lips to mine. You sent my head a spinning just like a tilt-a-whirl. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl. You sent my head a spinning just like a tilt-a-whirl. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Colin Ray, My Kind of Girl, 9:58. I'm Brian Winnikins. Thank you to Mike Norby with the Duran Fun Fest for joining us this morning. If you missed that interview, it's now available on our podcast at realcountry1430.com. Go to the podcast tab. Also, part three of our spotlights of the Kohler Farms. They're the host of this year's Pepin County Town and Country Dairy Breakfast. Our interview with Randy Kohler, part three, now available on our YouTube channel. That's on our YouTube channel at Duran Broadcasting, WRDN. Happy National Moonshine Day! Oh, moonshine, an illegally distilled whiskey, mostly made from corn and produced by an individual illegally without the proper permits. It's also known as White Lightning, Mountain Dew, Homebrew, Hillbilly Pop, Rot Gut, and Moonshine. It's been served as a means for people to acquire liquor and make a living at the same time. And, of course, it even helps, in some respects, develop NASCAR. Some of the first NASCAR drivers were moonshine runners. I've had some of that White Lightning before. Ooh, look out. So be very, very careful if you're going to have some moonshine or White Lightning today on